greatest jazz concert you probably never heard is finally available on CD. The concert took place at the White House in 1969 as a tribute to Duke Ellington on his 70th birthday. The band featured some of jazz's all-time greats, including Louie Belson, Earl Hines, and Dave Brubeck. The Voice of America broadcast the concert a few days later, but the tapes remained in storage for more than 30 years. That's because one of the musicians, guitarist Jim Hall, refused to sign a release allowing the recording to be sold to the public. Hall finally changed his mind after a lot of coaxing by his friend, Leonard Garment. Garment is a writer and attorney who served as White House counsel to President Nixon in the early days of the Watergate scandal. He's also a musician who once played in Woody Herman's band. He helped organize the tribute concert to Duke Ellington.
It was an amazing occasion to see the love of Ellington by the great musicians of the 30s, 40s, 50s.
You could call this an all-star group, but it would be faint praise. These were legends, you said.
These were all the legends come together. In some cases, toward the end of their careers, or even as a curtain call on great careers. Earl Hines, of course, had been through the best of it, but he was there as one of the stars of a star-filled evening. And two trumpets, Clark Terry and Bill Berry, sounding like four trumpets or five trumpets. I mean, just a matchless kind of virtuosity.
Your sax section.
Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond playing companion to each other, and then the whole group playing companion to all of them.
Sirica had an easier time getting recordings out of the White House than you did. Why haven't we heard this until now?
Well, it was about a year after the concert itself that Frank Stanton of CBS offered to have CBS do a recording, and all the clearances were available except one. And ironically, that one clearance that was withheld as a matter of personal principle was Jim Hall, the guitarist. But Jim was, by the time we went around for clearances, his antagonism toward the Nixon administration for continuing the war in Vietnam was such that he declined to give a clearance.
Well, let's ask him about it. Jim Hall, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's some band you played with that night.
It wasn't bad. It was great. And my all-time hero was the guest of honor, so it was just lovely.
Jim Hall, everyone signed off on the release of this recording except you.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
Yeah. Nixon doesn't need any more bashing now from me, but I remembered. I wasn't even particularly political, but two things. First of all, when people start killing each other with no end in sight and no logical conclusion in sight, that gets my attention. The other thing was I remembered the anti-communism craze that was going on in the country. I actually called a couple of people before I made the okay decision, because I was still conflicted about it. Anyhow, I called Bill Charlap, the young piano player whom I respect a lot, and he said, well, it's going to come out anyway after you're gone, you might as well contribute to jazz history. I understand that Duke Ellington was conflicted about going, even. Mm-hmm. Was really torn about it.
I understand at that time there was There were all of these uncertainties. There was a growing bitterness, but it hadn't exploded. I mean, there was the respect that every presidency gets for a period of time, and this fell, it fell within that 6 month time frame.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I suppose that's why we were able to put together the enthusiasms and the ambivalence of a gathering of geniuses and managed to get this record done. And that's why I think all of those who worked so hard over the years to try to keep the idea alive of getting it out and making it available to the American public persisted, because it was such a precious moment, and it shouldn't be buried in a terrible moment.
Yeah.
We have enough terrible moments now, and
at least
this is a happy moment to hear this music.
Former Nixon aide Leonard Garment. More than 30 years ago, he helped organize an all-star jazz concert at the White House in honor of Duke Ellington. I also spoke to guitarist Jim Hall, who can be heard on a newly released CD of that concert. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.